Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Great Orange Disappointment. Well, let's go. Yes everyone, everybody's seen how things are turning out and how Donald Trump handled the thing with Iran. Frankly, it's quite disgusting and he's trying to frame it that it's something great, that the world needs this. But do we really need this? Are you sure about this, you orange bastard? I think you fucked us and you fucked us good. Well, let's see what history has to say about it. Right now, everybody's licking your balls, just like how you'll lick the balls of people like this. Right? Just saying. Yeah, let's see what this orange douchebag has to say after he bombed Iran. Yeah, Juden swine. Just saying.
Thank you very much. A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and...
Wait a minute, didn't your CIA wench say that they weren't building any nukes? I know she changed her word later on. Yeah, she changed it to say, oh, they are building nukes. Whatever, you guys are just liars. Don't lie. Your nose is growing. You're being like Pinocchio. Or someone else from a different race. Or whatever, I don't know. All I know is that you're lying through your fucking teeth.
A stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight I can report to the world.
I think the United States is the one that sponsors terror and all that stuff. Yeah, don't we own ISIS? Yeah, and what about Anonymous? Ain't that another CIA asset or something? I don't know, maybe I'm just stupid. Apparently, right? Anyways, let's go back to the show.
That the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
Oh yeah, you sure? You think you destroy their nuclear facilities, huh? But you know they moved all their shit, right? They got in an undisclosed location, so you did nothing. So you're stupid, guy. Whatever.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and
You're stupid.
A lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people.
Oh, whatever. You've been bombing these people, shooting them, and doing all kinds of fucked up things. Some people think the United States are terrorists. I kind of inclined to agree. We do some fucked up shit to other countries. And just because we're protecting quote-unquote democracy? Democracy of whom? Ours? Theirs? Whose? I know it's not America's. I think you're defending Israeli democracy. Just saying, right? I guess I'm wrong, huh? Boo.
People blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000.
So what? We use missiles and drones. Are you saying that only America could use missiles and drones on people? No one else? What the fuck? You think America has a monopoly on this shit? Okay, you keep on telling yourself that, guy. Yeah, maybe you should get your ruby slippers and like click them 3 times and say there's no place like home. There's no place like home, right? But Mary, be like a Nightmare on Elm Street. It's only a dream. It is a fucking nightmare because you did this shit, you jerk off. But I guess I'm the dumb one. Well, let's continue this fucking abortion that you created.
...thousand people and hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate and...
Look, people hate America because you're doing the bidding of Israel. If you stop doing that, then people will stop hating America. Yeah, what does Israel have over you? I want to know. I know your children are married to Jewish people. I know you changed to Judaism. So what is it? Do they have some kind of thing against you? I know Elon Musk said that you're under the Epstein files. I don't know. Is it true or is it not? I don't know. I see a lot of crazy stuff happening in the world, and there's something that's holding you back. Well, everybody in the politics, all the politicians here in the United States are compromised. They do things for Israel. And it's quite frankly, it's disgusting. In my opinion, they're supposed to be for America, not for Israel. But I know that you guys are, something's up. I don't know what, but sooner or later, people are going to find out. And when they do, I don't think it's going to be good.
In particular, so many were killed by their general, Qasem Soleimani. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen. It will not continue.
In my opinion, Donald Trump, instead of worrying about the problems in Israel, you should worry about the problems here in America. We do have an immigration problem, and we have a lot of people that don't deserve to be here in the country. So, yeah, I want you to take care of that first. Or maybe all the corruption we have here in the United States. That's another thing you could take care of. Maybe the welfare thing. Or maybe, I don't know, how to make people have kids? Yeah. But no, you're worrying about what Israel's doing. But okay, whatever. Let's see what other bullshit you pop out.
I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu.
What does the BB stand for? Is he BB King or does it stand for Bitch Boy? I think it's Bitch Boy, but that's just my opinion, right? Who knows? Who cares?
We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel.
Erasing a horrible threat. Do you know that they were the ones that started this, right? Yeah, they shouldn't have bombed in Iran. Because they did that. Now they're the one they're running, right? So I say Israel got what they deserve. And you should stop helping them. It's going to be worse for America. They are going to retaliate. You know this, right? Apparently you think that you're immune, but you're gonna find out. Yeah, fuck around and find out. Just saying.
I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they've done. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots who flew those magnificent machines tonight. And all of the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades.
Oh, you're fucking stupid. Wait, when these people retaliate, you're not only going to retaliate to Israel. Yeah, have you seen the missile they're sending over there to Israel? Yeah, Tel Aviv is gonzo. Also Jerusalem and all the other places. They're bye-bye. Yes, you think that these people are going to take this just like in the ass and they're not going to do anything? No, no, no. They're going to do some shit. Not only to Israel, but to the United States. Oh yeah, they're gonna bomb all those military installations. Oh yes, it's gonna be fun, fun, fun in a bun. So enjoy. Oh yes, have fun.
Hopefully we will no longer need their services in this capacity. I hope that's so. I also want to congratulate the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Raisin Kane, spectacular general, and all of the brilliant military minds involved in this attack. With all of that being said, this cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
Oh yeah, I bet Trump is going to use his secret elite super soldiers to go over there and kick Iran's ass, right? Yes, there you go. You got Ghost Dog, right? The way of the samurai. Or maybe the way of the jackass. Just saying.
Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill.
Oh, you're fucking stupid. If you think these people are gonna give up, they're not gonna give up. They're digging their heels. Oh, enjoy this fucking thing. This shit's gonna blow up in your face. Enjoy all that semen in your face. I know it's not gonna be Jewish semen, it's gonna be Muslim semen, so yeah, it'd be a different flavor, but I'm sure you'll like it. Just saying.
Most of them can be taken out in a matter of minutes. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago.
Yeah, you think that Russia and China ain't gonna do shit? You're fucking dumb. You think that they're little bitches? Well, hopefully you're right, but if not,
Tomorrow, General Kane, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth will have a press conference at 8 a.m. at the Pentagon. And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Huh, isn't that funny that you mentioned America last? I'm guessing that America for you is always going to be last, right? You bastard. That's okay, because I have a clip of an Iranian reporter dude saying what they're going to do because of what Trump did to Iran. Yes, here comes a retaliation. So hopefully you got some loot for your butthole, buddy, because it's going to be a doozy.
من هدف مشروع ایران هستن. آمریکا با این اقدامی که انجام داد علیه ایران و حریم هوایی ایران را شکست و جنایت علیه ایران انجام داد.
Yeah, supposedly the Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, says that the U.S. is fully responsible for the consequences of its strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, and diplomacy is not an option at the moment. Araghchi will travel to Moscow today. He says there's always coordination between Iran and Russia. So yeah, if people think that Russia and China ain't gonna join the fray, you're stupid.
دیگه جایی در منطقه غرب آسیا نداره. آقای رئیس جمهور آمریکا، شما شروع کردید و ما تمومش خواهیم کرد.
Yeah, World War III started all stupid, just for Israel, and it's so fucking stupid. What can you do? All the politicians that we have here are fucking worthless. They're all fucking dumb, but that's the people that's running the country. And we're just a small fry that just gotta go along with the ride. It's so fucking stupid. But don't worry, sooner or later it's gonna fucking stop. Because this shit doesn't, all these fucking losers are gonna take over the world. Just saying.
I believe that girls should have a little bit of fun, and so we should get to murder and just have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
I like it. It's fun. Yeah. I think it's different.
Yeah, these weak, lazy people are fucking disgusting, and they're everywhere. They're like cockroaches. But don't worry, because World War III is here, these people are gonna die off. Yes, because they're weak and stupid. That's why they can't survive. So the ones with some brain cells and some, you know, cojones, testicles, are gonna make it, and we're the ones that are gonna repopulate. I don't know me personally, because I'm sure something's going to come at me. Something stupid. But if I die, avenge my death. You guys take care of yourself. And don't let these people get to you. Yes, things are getting crazy, but you're going to make it. Believe me. Just got to take care of yourself and just worry about the people that you care about. Yeah, this is the only thing we can do. We'll start building something. Yeah, something better, because this shit's nothing but cancer. So you guys just take care of yourself and each other. Goodbye.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Keep driving.
No,
it's
not enough!
Park your car.
Like, what the hell?
You better get the fuck away from me. Fuck you!
We have a car. Yeah, this is a roadway over here, man. Can you please move?
Everyone better stop fucking yelling at me right now, as I'm not fucking moving. Thank you.
Same thing to a fucking Corona.
Park over
here. Okay.
I don't listen to you either, Shield. Listen, you short fucking piece of shit. Okay. Grow some
fucking
balls, baby. Grow some fucking balls.
Shut the fuck up, indeed.
No, I'm not moving. Listen,
you
listen to me.
You
have
any soul? No.
You can talk all the fuck you want, Paul, you fucking Hawaiians. The white lady's fucking crazy. You can talk all the fuck that you want, you fucking motherfucker.
Okay, that's enough.
No, it's not enough. It is not.